I think that it's really special that Notre Dame is going to be able to play in front of a crowd, because I do think that the energy in Notre Dame Stadium, it's tradition.
That's Ellen Geyer, a student at Notre Dame. Her and other students say they're excited about the game, even though spectators in the stadium will be physically distanced. Students will be assigned seats next to their roommates, and each residential group will be 6 feet away from others. In spite of all of that, most students are optimistic, or at least cautiously optimistic, about Saturday. Nate Moeller agrees.
I'm just ecstatic to be able to go to the game. I want there to be more game days, so I'm hoping people are relatively smart about tailgating and parties.
Another big change? Those tailgates and parties won't be allowed on campus this year. Other game day staples, like the band and the cheerleaders, will perform from the stands. Some students have lingering worries about the game. It's been just over a week since the university restarted in-person classes after closing off campus. At last month's peak, there were 102 positive cases in one day. Since then, campus has seen a consistent decrease, and only three were reported Thursday. St. Mary's student Juliana McKenna says she's concerned the university's first game day might reverse this progress, but she still plans to go.
I am a little bit apprehensive. I'm a little skeptical about how it might impact the spread of COVID on campus with a lot of people congregating together.
Even Geyer, who is excited about Notre Dame football's return, says she's nervous the game could cause another outbreak.
It seems like if we're barely hanging on for classes, it's a little bit obtuse to try to have football and be in the stadium. But I think if this is the final nail in the coffin that gets us sent home, I'll be upset.
Notre Dame takes on Duke in Notre Dame Stadium at 2:30 Saturday. Notre Dame is playing in the Atlantic Coast Conference this season, a change brought on by the pandemic, a first in the Fighting Irish football program's 133-year history. For WVPE, I'm Claire King.